And we're talking about A Tale of Two Cities. Would you like to elaborate on that?
That's right. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom and the age of foolishness.
Now, why are you quoting from Charles Dickens?
Well, yeah, I'm quoting Dickens from A Tale of Two Cities is because that famous opening paragraph struck a chord with me in regards to something that happened last week.
Tell us a little bit about that call from last week.
So it was two similar occurrences with two vastly different outcomes. So this call last week was from a fellow on the northwest coast of Tasmania who wanted help to try and chase up a warranty on a failed inverter that was on an eight-year-old solar system. And I said, sure, tell me the story and I'll see if we can help. So basically he bought a solar system with reasonable quality components from a national solar seller. Still around, still selling solar. His documents stated they'd given him a 10-year warranty on his whole system, including his inverter. He read it out, and it seemed to be reasonably clear-cut to me. But unfortunately, they were dodging his calls and not responding to emails, and effectively they'd ghosted him to avoid their warranty obligations. And he asked if I could help him chase up the warranty with that inverter manufacturer. Now, this is where it all got a little bit convolutedly. The inverter in question only came with a 5-year manufacturer warranty, and it was 8 years old, so it was effectively out of warranty. In the event of an extended warranty being purchased, which these things are available, they would have been an extended warranty certificate, none of which had been supplied, so I couldn't really take it any further with the manufacturer.
So what about extended warranties? Don't agree with them?
No, look, they're rubbish, and look, that's a whole episode for another day, and I can tell you why they're rubbish.
And the warranty the solar seller had given you was their own in-house extended warranty, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. He'd purchased that system over other proposals that he'd taken time to chase up, and as it was, he chose this particular proposal because it was a big mainland company that offered him in writing a full system 10-year warranty. 8 years later, he's chasing up that warranty only to find out it was not worth the paper it was written on.
Tell us about the outcome there. Poor bloke.
Yeah, look, he was so incensed by his treatment, he wouldn't consider replacing the inverter. He was just going to rip the whole system off his roof.
Not a good story at all.
So just as a side note on that, though, with entry-level inverters, we would expect to replace the inverter around 3 times during the life of the panels, and higher quality inverters probably twice.
So how much would the replacement inverter would cost, just roughly?
Yeah, that would have cost him around $1,500 fully installed, and it would have taken around 1 year to recover its costs, and all things being equal, should have made that client profit for another 9 years. But the poor bloke was feeling so let down by his original seller, he was having none of it.
Yeah, you feel sorry for the poor chap that was let down.
That's right. Now, but now for another story. Similar in happenstance, but a completely different outcome. Now, we sold a Solar Edge system in 2011. It's been purring like a kitten for over a decade, but the Solar Edge system notified us that it had developed a fault, and at the same time, the customer rang us as well, as he'd seen on his phone app.
So this was a 10-year-old inverter?
That's right, a 10-year-old inverter. Now, what were you doing, Lee, in 2011?
Now, working here doing mornings here on 7BU. What about you?
I was still green as grass and on a steep learning curve on how to design and install solar systems, but the point I'm making, it was a long time ago.
So what happens next?
So the Solar Edge inverter, as all Solar Edge inverters do, had a 12-year inverter warranty straight out of the box. We lodged the warranty case. It was approved the next day, as they could interrogate the inverter remotely and see the fault, which backed up the photos and measurements we took on site. Another inverter was sent out. We fitted it. It's back up and running with minimal delay. And this is the best bit. At no cost to the customer, and the Solar Edge paid us for our time.
And this is why the best of times and the worst of times really hit home with these contrasting customer experiences, Adrian.
That's exactly right, you know, and we've got to ask yourself, what can people do differently to avoid these sort of pitfalls?
I'm thinking stay local.
That's the first step every time. Mainland suppliers can promise the world, as they know from the outset, as once they have your money and you've made your purchase, they are never, ever coming back.
And you can talk to the locals. They're right here on our doorstep, here to help you, and that's exactly what you are, your local suppliers, DMS Energy.
That's right. We live here. We're part of your community. We have nowhere to hide if things don't go according to plan. We know we have to sell quality gear with reliable after-sales service to do the right thing by ourselves and our clients. And in Tassie, all good businesses know you're only as good as your last job, and bad news travels fast. So there you have it, Lee. Stick local, buy quality, avoid the pitfalls of the extended fanciful warranties that are, look, they're just a selling tool, not really an actual consumer guarantee.
DMS Energy help you take the risk out of purchasing solar.
That's right. We help take, you make a decision to go solar on your house, which is your biggest asset. We take it from being a punt to a rock-solid investment. When you purchase a DMS Energy, you take advantage of our experience and expertise. Look, that's not to be understated, to be fair. We've been doing this a long time. Our research and development on solar products and installed by our in-house team of qualified and experienced electricians.
Support local. Where do we find you, DMS Energy, Adrian?
56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. or you can give us a call on 1300 502 599. You can find us on Facebook or all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
And you're right across the northwest coast, doesn't matter where we are, in Circular Head or as far as Latrobe.
That's it, everywhere, mate, everywhere from Launceston all the way through to Temer even.
And we'll talk some more again next week. Power savers, Adrian, Luke, you have a great day.